specialty retailer insights. See who's shopping your segment, where to find them, and what else they bought in 2022. In the upcoming pages, we share insights for variety stores, fashion and apparel, home and garden, health and beauty, hobbies and recreational goods, and specialty food and liquor. In the print version of this report, each specialty retailer category is prefaced with a line graph, which shows the online purchase volumes from January 2018 to December 2022. For each category, we see large peaks in years 2020 and 2021, showing tremendous parcel volume growth, corresponding with periods of COVID-19 restrictions. Each graph also shows the highest peak of 2022 occurred in November, when Australians shopped the Black Friday, Cyber Monday and associated sales, and parcel volume swelled. While overall volumes in 2022 are lower than the 2 years that preceded it, it's clear the overall trend line from 2018 through to the end of 2022 is an upward one. Keep listening to discover more details for each segment. Variety stores. The power of choice. Popularity of variety stores continued throughout 2022, with online spend seeing strong growth. With foot traffic returning to stores in 2022, the main winners were retailers, with both an online and retail presence. Bricks and clicks businesses, such as major and discount stores, were able to capture e-commerce sales around the clock and from customers who prefer the more tactile in-store environment. Driven by efforts to deliver better online shopping during COVID-19, these retailers refined their omnichannel experience to deliver a more seamless and, ultimately, a more tailored experience. Those that did this well were more likely to delight and win customers. Variety stores online spend, footnote 2, $11.6 billion, up 8.6% compared to last year, footnote 3. Share of spend, footnote 15, 42% major and discount stores, 58% online marketplaces. Footnotes 2, 3 and 15, source, CommBank IQ. 7.5 million households purchased from variety stores in 2022. That's almost 79% of households that shopped online in Australia. Top locations? Wallen, Victoria, 3756, and Jimboomba, Queensland, 4280. Wallen and Jimboomba are Australia's biggest purchasers of goods from variety store retailers. Although in different states, both are regional and some distance away from their respective CBDs. Without a major retailer in town, it's no surprise that residents in these postcodes shop online. They enjoy the broad amount of choice on offer, which often leads to them buying many things across different categories during a single shop. Who are your top shoppers? The top 24% of variety store shoppers drove 65% of the category purchases. They bought from variety stores 12 or more times in 2022. What else did they buy? 51% of all baby product purchases were bought by those top variety store shoppers. Fashion and apparel. Dressing up shouldn't cost the earth. Returning to work, attending events, or getting back into leisure activities, it's no surprise that fashion was in for 2022. By purchase volume, women's fashion topped the category, becoming one of the strongest growing subcategories in 2022, as shoppers played catch-up on the last 2 years. This category was also one of the most responsive categories to sales events. No surprises here, given the popularity of fashion items amongst super shoppers who buy from sales events the most. While volumes are high, sustainability has also become an important consideration, as shoppers are exposed to the conversation across multiple channels, from social media to mainstream news. Behind the promotions, shoppers are concerned about sustainability when shopping online. This saw events like Green Friday gain momentum in 2022, taking on Black Friday while promoting more mindful and sustainable online shopping. The category has been quick to respond, with retailers highlighting their sustainable practices to customers, or even switching materials, suppliers, or partners. This is definitely a space to watch. Total fashion and apparel spend, footnote 1, $34.7 billion, 32% came from online sales. Footnote 4. Spend compared to last year? Up 25% total year-on-year growth. Down 0.9% online year-on-year growth. Footnote 3. Footnote 3. Source? CommBank IQ. 6.2 million households purchased from fashion and apparel online in 2022. That's more than 66% of households that shopped online in Australia. Top locations? Rose Bay, New South Wales, 2029, and Bondi Beach, New South Wales, 2026. With a beautiful harbourside location and one of the most iconic beaches in the country, residents of Rose Bay and Bondi Beach are also Australia's biggest lovers of fashion. Residents here are typically busy professionals with high disposable incomes and prefer the convenience of online shopping. Retailers that offer fast and simple returns are more likely to attract shoppers in these postcodes to buy even more than they normally would. Who are your top shoppers? The top 25% of fashion and apparel shoppers drove 68% of the category purchases. They bought from fashion retailers 12 or more times in 2022. What else did they buy? 51% of all beauty product purchases were made by those top fashion shoppers. Handy hint. With items often purchased for a specific event or date, fashion buyers value speed of delivery far more than other category shoppers. Don't offer express or next day shipping? You risk not keeping up with the fast-moving fashion lover. Home and garden. 100% homegrown. Home and garden has experienced healthy growth over the last few years, yet the category has remained somewhat resistant to the influence of sale events. While we still see spikes, home and garden sales tend to be more stable through the year than other categories. A strong adoption of memberships, loyalty, and subscription models across the category is likely to have contributed to this consistency. By offering exclusive member pricing or auto-replenishment discounts, retailers gain greater control of offers across the year, rather than being dictated by industry-wide sales events like Black Friday. Pet products were in a league of their own in 2022. Fueled by strong pet ownership uptake during the pandemic, no other category could keep up. The subcategory saw more than 21% year-on-year growth in number of purchases, peaking in August 2022. Total home and garden spend, footnote 1, $72.3 billion. 26% came from online sales, footnote 4. Spend compared to last year? Up 7.4% total year-on-year growth. Down 3.5% online year-on-year growth, footnote 3. Footnote 3 source, CommBank IQ. 6.6 million households purchased from home and garden online in 2022. That's almost 70% of households that shopped online in Australia. Top locations? Samford Valley, Queensland, 4520, and Mount Deneed, Victoria, 3217. Samford Valley is about 40 minutes to Brisbane CBD. Home to plenty of families and a peaceful lifestyle, the larger properties make it a popular spot for hobby farmers and pet owners. As a result, Samford Valley residents played a large part in home and garden purchases and had the highest per capita purchases for pet products in 2022. Mount Deneed is a growth area with plenty of new dwellings and residents. Sitting to the south of Geelong, it's a relatively affordable spot that's popular among young families looking to renovate and landscape their property. These shoppers get busy and make home and garden purchases more often than other shoppers. Who are your top shoppers? The top 26% of home and garden shoppers drove 63% of the category purchases. They bought from home and garden retailers six or more times in 2022. What else did they buy? 46% of all games, toys, and hobbies purchases were bought by those top home and garden shoppers. Did you know? Pet products was the largest growing category in 2022. Growing at over 21% year-on-year. Read how pet culture leveraged an auto-delivery model and other value adds to build loyalty in this fast-growing segment in the section Value Adds and Unique Models. health and beauty. Loyalty looks good on you. Health and beauty saw strong year-on-year growth in retail sales, and it's not just from the latest miracle ingredient or trending bronzer. A focus on personal wellness has seen hair and skin products, nutritional supplements, and other self-care products become more popular. Like fashion, health and beauty shoppers are among the most responsive to sales events, mainly driven by purchases from the most active shoppers. Marketing in this category isn't one size fits all, with businesses employing a range of approaches to drive sales. Sales events aside, peer reviews can be powerful, while robust storytelling strategies across platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube bring together commerce and content to keep customers engaged and connected. Loyalty programs have also proven to be an effective tool for personalization and customer retention. Total health and beauty spend, footnote 1, $24.1 billion. 12% came from online sales, footnote 4. Spend compared to last year, up 13% total year-on-year growth. Down 3.9% online year-on-year growth, footnote 3. Footnote 3, source, CommBank IQ. 4.8 million households purchased from health and beauty online in 2022. That's more than 51% of households that shopped online in Australia. Top locations? Bulimba, Queensland, 4171, and Brunswick East, Victoria, 3057. Bulimba and Brunswick East, both affluent locations in their respective states and home to the country's biggest online shoppers for health and beauty. Although close to retail outlets, many of their residents are busy, high-income professionals who prefer to save time on visiting physical outlets. They enjoy the convenience of online shopping and have the freedom to buy what they want when they want. Who are your top shoppers? The top 22% of health and beauty shoppers drove 58% of the category purchases. They bought from health and beauty six or more times in 2022. What else did they buy? 33% of all athleisure purchases were made by those top health and beauty shoppers. Hobbies and recreational goods. Slow and steady wins the race. A relatively small category, and made up of auto parts, games, toys and hobbies, and sporting and outdoor goods, hobbies and recreational goods, hobbies and rec, overall experienced a weaker year online than other categories. However, motoring enthusiasts, no longer limited on movement and travel, helped propel volumes in the auto parts segment, which enjoyed one of the largest year-on-year subcategory jumps in 2022. Continually engaging customers to keep them in the loop with new products and the latest innovations, while offering long-term value over one-off promotions, appears to be a successful approach among this segment. Unlike fashion, this is not a category we see shoppers buying from frequently. A small group of enthusiasts drives a strong proportion of all purchases, making them a valuable and desirable group for retailers to reach. Tapping into this cohort using membership or loyalty models will add value for shoppers and help to build a community of loyal and repeat customers. Total hobbies and recreational goods online spend, footnote 2, $4.3 billion, down 5.2% compared to last year, footnote 3. Share of spend, footnote 16, 50% games, toys and hobbies, 50% recreational goods. Footnotes 2, 3 and 16, source, CommBank IQ. 4.3 million households purchased from hobbies and rec online in 2022. That's more than 46% of households that shopped online in Australia. Top locations? Picton, New South Wales, 2571, and Muswellbrook, New South Wales, 2333. Picton has a lot of high-income families who live on generous properties and enjoy outdoor activities. On the other hand, Muswellbrook has fewer families with children and an over-representation of males working in the coal mining industry. Differences aside, both postcodes make many hobbies and recreational purchases in the form of sporting goods and electronic or tabletop games. And it's easy to see why. Between wealthy young families and those with plenty of time, not to mention an abundance of outdoor space, these regions are tailor-made for getting outdoors. To make the most of these two types of shoppers, retailers should offer long-term incentives that not only attract new customers, but promote repeat purchases. Who are your top shoppers? The top 15%, hobbies and rec shoppers, drove 46% of the category purchases. They bought from hobbies and rec retailers six or more times in 2022. What else did they buy? Over 25% of all tools and garden purchases were made by those top hobbies and rec shoppers. Specialty food and liquor. Pick up supplies in just a click. It's no surprise that this category saw strong growth during the COVID-19 pandemic. From a silky Shiraz to an espresso. If we couldn't get it at our favourite bar or cafe, the next best thing was to buy online. Savvy operators who were able to switch their bricks and mortar businesses into online stores made the most of the surge demand. This wasn't just the highly recognised retailers either. We saw many boutique products and brands coming to the mainstream. Businesses like craft breweries, distilleries, and purveyors of coffee adopted e-commerce platforms and began selling online more than ever before. Ready-to-drink mixers enjoyed the highest growth over the past 2 years, while at the same time, non-alcoholic beverages also became much more popular and available online. Footnote 17. Today, the result is a more competitive market that provides consumers with a larger choice of niche products. And although growth has stabilised to a more normal level, it's still moving upwards at a predictable rate, supported by a small group of connoisseurs or traditional gifting or entertaining seasons such as Christmas. Total specialty food and liquor spend, footnote 1, $160 billion, includes grocery retailing. 8% came from online sales, footnote 4. Spend compared to last year, up 5% total year-on-year growth. Up 11% online year-on-year growth, footnote 3. Footnote 3, source, CommBank IQ. 2.7 million households purchased from specialty food and liquor online in 2022. That's almost 29% of households that shopped online in Australia. Top locations? Mossman, New South Wales, 2088, and Balmain, New South Wales, 2041. Two affluent harbourside locations in New South Wales and two of Australia's biggest online buyers of food and liquor. Residents here are mature, well-educated and high-income earning professionals. They enjoy good food and a glass of wine during their downtime, soaking up the harbourside views. With a taste for the finer things in life, these connoisseurs' kitchens are often kitted out with the latest gadgets like bar and wine fridges, coffee machines, and even charcuterie fridges, all of which need to be filled with drinks, coffee beans, and exotic meats and cheeses. With busy lives and plenty of beautiful scenery to enjoy, shoppers in these areas are more likely to stock up on food and liquor through bulk online purchases. Who are your top shoppers? The top 6% of specialty food and liquor shoppers drove 33% of the category purchases. They bought from specialty food and liquor retailers 12 or more times in 2022. What else did they buy? 52% of homewares and appliances purchases were also made by the 2.7 million specialty food and liquor shoppers. Did you know? Unsurprisingly, wine and liquor shoppers tend to buy more tea and coffee than your average shopper. They, however, tend not to buy from online marketplaces often, preferring to do their online shopping directly from retailers. That concludes the section, Specialty Retailer Insights.